Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Don't try and beat Mother Nature. I'll give you an example here. Yesterday, I'm mowing my lawn, and I knew that showers were in the forecasts. Just by looking at the sky, you could tell it was going to rain. But I really needed to mow my lawn, like really, really badly. My backyard was getting real gross, so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna risk it. I'm gonna try and mow my lawn before it starts raining. I can do it. I'm quick. I'm agile. I'm really fast when it comes to mowing my lawn. I'm a little bit of a veteran. I lost that battle. Oh, man. Never try and take on Mother Nature, because you'll always lose. Halfway through, it started to pour. It wasn't one of those, like, sprinkling kind of rains that you can kind of mow your grass through. Nuh-uh. It was pouring in College Park, and I couldn't mow the rest of my lawn. So right now at my house, half the lawn is nice and mowed. It's looking good. And then the other half is just gross. Basically, my lawn looks like Two-Face. You know that bad guy from the Batman movies, Two-Face? Yeah. My lawn is Harvey Dent. Here's the thing with Taste of Saskatchewan. Maybe you do the exact same thing. Whenever I go for the first time, I take a lap and I check out all the new food. Like the stuff that wasn't there last year or new restaurants. And I'm like, ooh, that looks good. Oh, that looks tasty. Oh, I definitely need to try that out. I'm going to come back. I need to write that one down so I don't forget. Then I take another lap because I did forget all those restaurants. And I'm like, okay, I got to really narrow it down here. I'm running out of time. My lunch break's almost over. Which one should I do? Which one should I do? Then I take another lap because I'm scared I'll make the wrong choice, and then I just panic and get chicken fingers because I don't know what to get. This Would You Rather for Def Leppard tickets is getting fun. Would you rather never hit a red light again or never wait in line again? We just got a call from Leah, and she said she would never wait in line again because she's a Costco person, and the lines at Costco, yeah, they're like lines on steroids, basically. So then I hit her with another would you rather. Would you rather you can only go to Costco on Saturday afternoons, which is an absolute nightmare, or never go to Costco again?
I'd take Saturday afternoons. I love Costco.
Have you ever been to Costco on Saturday afternoon, though, miss?
I have, but if you go when the Rider game's on, it's perfect. It's empty. It's dead.
Great minds think alike. I've been saying that for years. If you're not a big football fan and you don't care about the Riders, which is like 14 people in this province, you should go do all your errands during Rider games because the city turns into like a ghost town. No lines, no traffic. It's great. Now, here's the thing with Would You Rather. Whenever you play the game, there's always that one person who doesn't pick one of the answers and just makes up their own answer. For example, Barb on the text. And remember, the would you rather is never hit a red light again or never wait in line again. Barb's answer, I would rather never have to be behind someone that is trying to merge onto Circle Drive doing 50 kilometers an hour, or be behind someone that actually stops in merge lanes onto Circle Drive until there are no cars coming for 3 miles. Great points. Very, very valid points. But that wasn't one of the answers. This isn't a choose-your-own-adventure book where you can just answer whatever you want. It's not like, hey, would you rather you never hit a red light or never wait in line? Actually, I'd rather have 500 grand. Well, yeah, me too. But you can't just pick whatever you want. Like, that's not the point of the game. There was a study done. I know, shocker. Studies are never done on the internet, right? It was done by Finder.com. They were trying to find the most desirable cities that Canadians want to move to. So what are the cities in Canada that people want to move to the most? Number one, Toronto, because apparently people love paying a lot for rents. Two was Halifax. Three was St. Catharines. Some other big names on the list, Kelowna, Montreal, Calgary. Those made the most popular cities list. Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's Saskatoon on this list? We are on the least popular city category. We finished 19th. According to Canadians and Finder.com, Saskatoon is the 19th most desirable city to move to in Canada. Not great, but here's the silver lining. Regina finished last at 22nd place. You know what? I'll take 19 if it means we beat Regina.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
All right. File. Save. And it's frozen. And nothing's happening. And everything just deleted itself. Cool. And I just burnt my tongue. Ow. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, there goes the remote. And the batteries rolled under the desk. Can't find them. No sports center this morning, I guess. What a great start to the day.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
My favorite thing about being engaged is the wedding to-do list. Oh, I love that wedding to-do list. It is so, yeah. The wedding to-do list is tough because it is so big and there are so many things to do, and you know that there is a deadline and it needs to be done before that deadline. And no matter how many things you remember, there's always that one thing you forget. For me, it's my ring. I know technically for men it's called a wedding band, but for the sake of the joke, we're just going to pretend that it's a wedding ring, okay? I forgot to get my wedding ring. My fiance and I went like 3 or 4 months ago to go look at wedding rings. I have a few picked out, like 10 or so, and I just need to go and buy it. But I totally blanked. I totally forgot about it. So I got the old reminder text from the fiance. Hey, just a reminder, you need to go get your wedding ring. And I'm like, oh, okay, yep. By the way, are you sure I can get whatever ring I want? And she's like, oh yeah, pick whatever ring you want. So I'm going to show up with one of those mini wrestling rings. You know the ones in the 90s, like the blue one that you would have with the mini wrestlers? How mad, on a scale of 1 to 10, do you think she'd get if I showed up with that? As a joke, of course, but you never really want to mess with the fiance a couple months before the wedding. Even a joke could set her overboard, right? But I think it would be hilarious just showing up with that blue mini wrestling ring. Well, you said I could get whatever ring I wanted. I'll be right back. I'm going to go recreate the Bret Hart Shawn Michaels match.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.